Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, tomorrow we begin the holiest time of our year as Catholics. With Ash Wednesday, we are introduced to those 40 days of prayer and fasting and almsgiving, during which we become more aware of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, become more aware of our responsibilities as well as our great joys of being a Christian and bearing the name of our Lord. I mention prayer, fasting, and almsgiving because they are the three traditional ways by which we commemorate this holy season. These three are mentioned in sacred scripture. They became the basis of the celebration of this occasion for the past 2,000 years, and they still have a potency, a real opportunity to become more and more closely associated with the will of God and with the teaching of the community of the faithful, the Church. And because of the great meaning of Lent, as we take ashes upon our heads, we make a pledge. We pledge ourselves to remember who we are, why we are here, to remember what God has done for us through His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to understand the meaning of salvation, to be redeemed by the love of God through the work of our Lord Jesus. And therefore, I cannot more strongly recommend that during this time you use this opportunity for a deep conversion of heart and mind. I think it is important for us to do some spiritual reading, beginning with sacred scripture, reading it with a desire to understand its interior meaning. And as we read and seek the understanding of God's will for us, we take time simply to ponder what it is that lies before us. And we change the way that we live. For during the time of Lent, there should be a certain quieting, a certain desire for moments of silence, to allow God to speak to us. It is also a time for us to remember those relationships that define our lives and can give us a true and lasting joy. Our relationship with God, relationship with the community of believers, a relationship with our families and friends. But it is also a time to take on a spiritual discipline. We remember that as human persons, we are an integral union of body and soul. What happens in our soul is going to affect our bodily life. And what happens in our body is going to affect our spiritual life. And therefore, part of the celebration of Lent is taking on a kind of spiritual discipline. It is most often seen in acts of fasting, which allows us to realize that everything that comes to us through the Word of God. It is not on bread alone that we eat, but on every word that proceeds from the mouth of our loving Creator. And so our acts of fasting and spiritual discipline have a very important meaning for us, because it allows us not only to achieve that kind of prudent control of our lives, but also opens a space in our lives for that presence of God and for a realization of how we are to manifest that to others. Part of this spiritual discipline, of course, are acts of penance. When on Ash Wednesday we receive that sign of our desire for repentance and conversion of life, what we want to understand is that this is an opportunity to remove from our lives all that has stood in the way of our relationship with God and in the way of becoming true disciples. For there are sins that we can commit against God, sins of lack of faith, lack of charity, but also those sins that we can commit against our neighbor, against others who are close to us by word or by action. And in remembering the call to repentance, the desire for forgiveness and renewal, we take very seriously the meaning of our salvation, understanding not only from that which we are saved, but why salvation is given to us, what it opens up for us as a future of hope and transformation. On the second Sunday of Lent, it is always traditional to read one of the accounts of the Transfiguration of our Lord. And in those accounts, we see what is essentially a coming attraction of the resurrection, the ascension, the power of the victory of God in Jesus Christ. And that is what we are called to participate in the glory of God. And when we get a deeper sense of what lies ahead, it makes our fasting and prayer and almsgiving so much more real as a preparation for this. I once heard someone say that we fast in order to feast. So I encourage all of you to make of this time of conversion, of deeper understanding, of a greater act of obedience to that which God calls us, but also to realize that these 40 days are a preparation to celebrate the most important time of our lives as Christians, and that is the events of Holy Week. This year, Easter is fairly late in the calendar. But as we have all this time to prepare, I want you to not only understand the importance of Holy Week, but to make a commitment to participate more fully in those celebrations. We began on Palm Sunday, joining Christ in his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. There were shouts of Hosanna, but at that time our Lord knew that which he was being called to, the preparation of his saving death, the power of his resurrection, how important it is for us not only to remember these events, but actually to participate in them. We do this through participation in that liturgy and an understanding that if, in fact, we take time off of our normal activities, we may even have a time away from work. This is not a vacation, but actually a moment of deep grace. Holy Week is not an occasion for getting away, for seeking the sun. It is a time to be away from our workaday routine, but it is also the occasion to participate in that act by which we are saved, to be with our Lord in that upper room at the Last Supper, when he instituted the sacrament of his body and blood. to be a witness at Calvary on Good Friday, to understand that which has been done for us and the call that is given to us to change our lives. On Saturday evening at the Great Vigil, we understand that the whole of salvation history has been summed up in that moment of resurrection, and we too can become part of that resurrection. We too can be touched by eternal life. And then on Easter Sunday, to find an authentic rejoicing. As I said, this is the most important time of our Catholic life. It is important for us fully to participate in those liturgical events. For our call by God is not only to work out our own salvation, but it is also a call to give an authentic Christian witness for today's society, a witness that is so deeply needed, a witness that can touch other people's lives who are searching for that moment of hope, that light by which they might guide their lives. It is the authentic Christian that can offer this. For as St. Paul said in his letter to the Corinthians, others must look upon us as true ambassadors for Christ. And in that way, not only enjoy personally that call to abundant life, but to share it with others on our journey to God.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.